Parshas Boy El Paroi, the last three makos, Boy is Gematria 3. The Sforum explain that the 10 makos to Paroi, it's interesting, Paroi is Gematria 355, and Moshe is 345. Paroi is 10 more than Paroi. Paroi is the Gilgal Neshom of Kayin. Vayosem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ois LeKayin, that Ois was the Ois Yud, that's the 10 more that he has, a Yisroin that Paroi has over Moshe. And the 10 makos comes to clap him on that. To get him down. You start with the Mark of Arba. It does not say in the Torah that the Rabbeinu Shloilem told Moshe Rabbeinu that it's going to be Arba. Moshe Rabbeinu on his own tells Paroi the Hasra that it's going to be Arba. So the Daskeinim says, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know that it was Arba? So he says he knew it's with an Aleph, because it's Bitzach Hadash Be'achav. So that limits it. He knew it's with an Aleph. But it could be other things with an Aleph, yeah? But as I look to Daskeinim, that he knew it's an Aleph. Arba. The Pirush HaRosh al HaTorah is Moisif. It's not Oichet, the Aleph of Oichet. There's a Gzeres Shava. In Yoel also, in Treyosor, it has the Arba, and over there it also says Tesapru. So he made Gzeres Shava, Tesapru, Tesapru. Moshe Rabbeinu, what Kivus Yoel showing that he can make this Drosha. The Chassam Sofer writes that the emesis, the Rabbeinu Shloilem, left it to Moshe Rabbeinu to decide. This says, I mean, even if you say it's a makar from a Zereshova, the Aleph, you know, you could have left for Borat also, that it could be a base, you would know, what's the Borat here? By Arba Bazunder, he left it over to Moshe Rabbeinu, that he's the one that's come to the Hachlota, for Shteitzach, within the realm, that it has to start with an Aleph and this, but he knew that, he left it to Moshe Rabbeinu, he says there's a remiss to this, because we know that the 10 makis are connected to Asura Mamori Shinibra Oilam, backwards, makis Bechoyers is Bereshis, and Choyshech, it's connected the Maimer of Ayihi Or. And after that, it's a machlokes exactly how to work out the lineup. But there's a mahal of Zot Chasam Sofer that Arbe is connected Tatshe Ha'oretz Deshe. And Chazal say that by Tatshe Ha'oretz Deshe, the Deshe wasn't told. They decided on their own how to be Moitzi Liminehem. The Pasuk says, Rashi brings in Bereshis. So Vidoimel is there, you have by Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Arbe that's parallel to that. Now state that by Arbe, Laman Tesaper, Ba'odnei Bincho, Ben Bincho, which Avada Sipitzis Mitzrayim to the Bonin. But why by Arbe Bazunder is the Hadgosha Laman Tesaper, Ba'odnei Bincho, Ben Bincho? So the Pshat is because the Emes at this stage already, it's the by the 8th mark already, the bottom of the 8th, it's after 7 markers. Paroi already says, L'chuna Hadvorim. L'chuna Hadvorim. But let the Taf stay. And Moshe Ben is insisting, no, we want the Taf also. So here was the Vikuach. So here we're madgish that the matar of the makah now is lamant saper bozne bincha. Now, but the makah of Arab it says Vashem niag ruach kodim, a big ruach came. Oh, but interesting, at the end of the makah it says vayapach Hashem ruach yom chozok ma'oid. The pasuk says that the ruach at the end of the makah was chozok ma'oid. So there's nine matar. The Zamtzrotsky tells what's in the beginning it was a ruach. At the end it needed to be a ruach chozok ma'oid. So Poshab Shah, you could say, in the beginning, it took the whole night. Ruach Kodim Kol HaLayla. So over the entire night, a star of a wind. And it brought all the Arba. But at the end, by the end of the Makkah, by the Siluk, it was in 1 second. 1 second, and everything was Nelim in one shot. That thought is a Ruach Chozak Ma'oid. But Rav Zalman Shokin says a different shot. He says, in the beginning, the Arba was skinny. They came before the Makkah, but not a week. From all the eating, so then they were a lot heavier. And he's two legs. The Medrash says that even the Arba that was already killed at the Mitzrayim were Moilach and had in their Kalim, they also Nelam. And who's Nelam them? He says the other Arba, the Levitical ones, took them on their backs and slept them along. So then it's ready, and also you could add Chaynoi Yazatmai, but the Arba HaMesim, that needs a Ruach Chosak Moiv. State by the Arba, Vilayucha Liris Esaret, the Chidah says, Vilayucha Liris Esaret goes on the Arba, because it's before Chazal say, when someone is blind, he eats more, he's not Saveya. So it's Vilayucha Liris Esaret, the Arba Alein couldn't see what they were doing, and that it's strengthening the Makkah. The Makkah of Choshech, Rashi brings, Chazal, Lomo Hevi Aleim Choshech. So Rashi says, Tupshotim, Lomo Hevi Aleim Choshech, one shot is to be Koibri the Rishoyim. And one shot is to be machapis the oitzrus of the Mitzrayim. Interesting, by the first 9 makas, Rashi didn't say, Lama hevi aleim borod. My choshech, what's the shprach? Loma. With a teretz. Loma. So poshet. The matar of the makas, the ikr, the gemara says, the pasuk says, Laman yegu mitzrayim. Laman yegu mitzrayim. Over by choshech, Rashi back the kasha. By choshech, it was dark and v'layachlu, they couldn't even move. So there's no Laman yegu. There's no Laman yegu on mitzrayim. Frek Rashi, Loma, this is the first eight makas we understand. The pasuk says, Laman yegu mitzrayim. Over choshech, Loma. And one teretz is, you talk about it, it's for a different matar, to be covered the 80% of the one, and the other shot could be lechapis as oitzris is yelaman yegu. Maybe not now, but later when they're going to come for the oitzris, that's not a key for the laman yegu. That's why it's two pshatim. The erst pshat, meaning the kasha was that every other market has a laman yegu. What's with choshech? So the erst teretz of Rashi is it's two different roots. The erst teretz is the takan no laman yegu, but it's a different matar. So the likvaras are shoy. The second teretz is. It's Michael Laman Yehudi, Shpeter, but I know Laman Yehudi. There's a word from the Chanukah Satorah, why Rashi has to say, two pshatim. Lama Ha'ivam Chayshah. What's wrong with one pshat? What? So we said that the two different turutsim, but that the two turutsim of Rashi are two different turutsim. But the Chanukah Satorah says, interesting Tazach, he says, there's a medrash that when the Eivish asked the Malachim if she bring Chayshah, Hiskimu Kulam. It's a lotion of the medrash that the Gansa Pamal Yishamal, Hiskimu Kulam, that is supposed to be a Makkah. That is a Gemara Sanhedrin. Bezdin shekulam ro lochov. You have to down the skus. Meaning, if it's a majority rule, fine. But if it's everyone, kulam ro lechoiva, he's yotze zaka. Now here it says the Ebrish said you should bring the mark of choishet, but kulam iskimu. If it's kulam iskimu, then it shouldn't be. If it's kulam iskimu lochov, then you're not supposed to. So Rashi, yeah, but there was two different reasons. If the dayanim are all masking, but if for different reasons, that's also split. It has to be that it's kulam iskimu if it's only for one reason. So Frank Rashi, Lama Hegi Choshech here, and it says Kulam Eskimu. So Rashi, yeah, but by Choshech there's two reasons. So then it's able to tell Tzachop. We suggested last time already the dates of when the Makas were. We worked out, not all the Makas were 7 days. We timed last week that Dever might have taken a split second, just as Makas Bechairis. You're talking that Borod was only for a few minutes, suffices. But some of them were the cheshbon of seven, and we started working out mishpat Mitzrayim Yud Beis Chodesh. But on the other hand, the Shiva ended on the Rosh Hashanah. How to work out the dates of the makas? B'cholik in the makas of Choshech, according to the way the version worked it out, it was for 3 days and then another 3 days. It was Zayin Ches Tes, and then Yud Nisan was Shabbos. Yud Nisan was Shabbos. With Shabbos Agol was no Choshech, and then again another set of three was Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Ulechol b'nei Yisrael ha'yar b'moish v'isam Yud Gimel Adar is the day that the pasuk says in Megillas Esther la'Yehudim hoisa oira. The simcha was on Yud Gimel Adar. That was the last day of the choshech. The spitz choshech for the Mitzrayim was Zayin Ches Tes, and then separately Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. And the spitz of that, Pashteitzach, it's connected the maimer of Yehiar, and la'Yehudim hoisa oira was at the end of that makkah, was Yud Gimel Adar. There's a famous Machloikis, Godol, between the Rishonim already, the Goinim, the Achronim talk about Rosh Barichas, about Choshech. Loved after the Makkah of Choshech, but the Tzias of Choshech will say, as Amos says, is Choshech a Bria? Yoitzer Or, Uvoir Choshech, Pasuk Yishai, say in Davini, we feel like the Pasuk is different, in Davini we say it different, Yoitzer Or, Uvoir Choshech. Or is Choshech only Heder Or? Meaning there's only a thing called Or. Or is a Bria. Choshech is the absence of that Or. Or no, there's a Ber of Choshech. The emphasis is a Gemara, and Chagiga, Daf Yud Beis, Amar Avida Marav, Asor, Dvor, Nivru, V'yoyim HaRishoy, V'eluhem, Shemayim Oretz, Kayev Avoyu, Or, B'Choshech, V'chule. Choshech, it's one of the Asor, Dvor, Shenivru, it's a seven, there's Or and there's Choshech. First Gemara, there's another Gemara in Tamid that they ask, the Minim ask, Alexander Mukhtin came and asked the Zikni HaNeger, the Gemara says, Tamid Daf Lamed Beis, what was created first, the Or or the Choshech? The Shach Matari didn't want to answer them because he's going to come to ask other questions of Malamala, Malamata. Oh, but you see, they behandle Zikni that there's a Ber of Choshech, the Marshal over there up in Earth, and Tamid. He says, there are a day of the Minim, that Bikursin he calls them, that hold that Choshech is only head or Or. Anachnu Adas Maminim B'nei Maminim, Ki Hashem Yisbarach Borah Shnehem, Choshech V'gam Or. Yesh Me'ayim. Also Choshech and also Or are both Brias Yesh Me'ayin. Marsha calls them Das Haminim, but Lamaisa is a Chevel of the Ben Ezra, the Sadi Goyim, the Sforno, the Goyim that learn that Choshech is not a Bria, Choshech is only Heder, or the Sforno in Parshas Bereishis. Actually, the Sforno over here also, it's a few places. The Sforno over here by Matav Choshech, he says, this was not like the Choshech in the Tchilas HaBriya, where the Tchilas HaBriya, Choshech is the absence of R. This was a Metzias of Choshech. But he calls the Choshech of Briya Sa'ilam a Heder R. So it's Taka Tumu Vagina. So you're doing a Netziv. We spoke about this already once. This Netziv says, what's Taka the Matara of Choshech? Let's say Choshech is a Briya. Why did the Rabbi Shalom have to create it? L'chayra, when there's no oyer, it's dark. Without Choshech. So what do you need Choshech for? What does Choshech do? This Briya of Choshech. So he says, he brings the Yerushalmi in Pesachim, that there were people that were stuck in a Ma'ara that was totally secluded from the light, from the Oyer HaShemesh. And I'll say it in English, it was dark in that Ma'ara. Yet, the people living in that Ma'ara knew when to daven Shacharis, when to do mitzvahs that are noig by Yoyim, and when to do mitzvahs that are noig by Laila. Because they lit a candle, and when there's Choshech, a candle shines brighter. Now again, it was pitch. Again, in English, dark in the end. There was no Or HaShemesh. Yet they were able to be matched when it's Yoyim and when it's Laila, because the Ner was Meir B'Yoyser when it was Choshech. Now, someone once asked me, how did the Choshech get into the Ma'ara? If there's a bear of Choshech, how did it get into the Ma'ara? I don't understand. Someone was something to say, Choshech works different than Ora, can penetrate the wall of the Ma'ara. Doesn't have to penetrate anything. The oyer comes from the shemesh. Choshech comes from the choshech. It's here, it's there, it's everywhere. It's in the ma'ar also. So it's not only dark in the ma'ar, there was choshech there, and they light a little candle. So it's interesting, the netziv is magish that the matara of choshech is for the oyer to be meir. The sforno, who we already said argues, and he says that the choshech by the bria sa'olam was only a heder or, it's not a bria. Oh, but then he goes and says, by the Maka of Choshech over here, the Choshech of Makas Choshech was Yebriya. And he speaks out, and what's the Matara? Genoi, the opposite of the Netziv. That even when they lit candles, it wasn't going to help. It was going to blind Choshech. So, the opposite of the Netziv, because he's saying, Fakir, that the Matara of the Maka of Choshech was Teshter, the R. The Pasuk says in Kehelis, V'ra'isi ani sheyesh Yisroin la'chochma min ha'sichlus ki Yisroin ha'or min ha'choshech. This forum explained the Yisroin of oyer comes from Choshech. Person has to know, Rav Tzadok talks about this in a few places, that the Seder Advarim is first Choshech and then Or, first Laila and then Yoyim, except for by Kachem Yoyim is before the Laila, because he says it's like there's a pre and then there's the Klipa of the pre. You can't get to the pre until you go door to the Klipa. The Klipa is the Choshech. Kachem is arayin, you're arayin by the pre already. The Gemara had a havamina that by Krishma maybe Yoyim is before Laila. The Gemara is hakalatari in the beginning of Brachas, and the Gemara says maybe it should be like Kachem, the Rishonim handle. That was the Nidin, because maybe the avoid of Krishma is Kachem. That's already Yoyim right away. Avoid is Hashem is not like that. The Seder ha'avoida is Choshech and then Or. And from the Choshech comes the R. And Tzadik in a few other places, he keeps on talking about this idea that Dafka, where a person has a Shverkite and a Nisoyin and a Dorchval, not gravel. So leave them, from them, comes the R, comes the R Gadol that comes afterwards. Yisrael Ha'or is Min HaChoshech. Shleim HaMelech at the same time. Yisrael Ha'or Min HaChoshech.
That's the positive thing,
which one?
So Shiva Polam HaTzadik Nochol.
From the Nefila, Avada, from the Nefila, yeah, that's the same Yisrael, Avada, the Shevi Yivul Tzadik, and to leave them become. The Ma'akim, the Ma'akim, Choshev, the Lashon of the Pasuk is, Lairo Ish Es Ochiv, Lairkamu Ish Tachtov, is the Ma'arad of Yisrael, in Benadam Chaveroi, the Gres the Choshech, Choshech is when it's Lairo Ish Es Ochiv, that's a person is in Choshech when he doesn't see, I don't see you, you don't see the other person, that's Choshech. Moshe Rabbeinu, the earlier parasha already, Vayigdal Moshe, he was an Adam Gadol, Vayigdal. What is it expressed that he was an Adam Gadol? Vayetze El Echov, Vayar B'Sevoisim. Vayetze El Echov, Vayar B'Sevoisim. the maila of the Adam Gadol is that you have to see the other person. Pari came to check for that. Pari came and he made them be machapis tevin. It wasn't Stam, he wanted to cause them extra work. They started gribbling and fighting over the tevin. Everyone had a quota, the noiksim are going to come, the shaitrim, the noiksim are going to come. And Mehetan Kriegen wegen tevin. One of the slang. That was Pari. He said, Hovan is chak maloi, not lohem. He knew that the Yidin of Aachas, Hovan is chak maloi, Cheperin. The other end is that Narzich. The person doesn't see the other person. There's a Muradik Ha'ora from Rabbi Yonis and Aibishitz. It says, Vayigdal Moshe, Vayetvi Elocha, Vayarvis of Loisim. He was soibul the Yidin, even though he was from Shevet Levi. Even though he was from Shevet Levi. Who about the Rechagav of Shevet Levi was also Nigzar v'gezeir of B'choymer of Ulveinim of Achalavoy of Asoda. But they were mekayin it with kal v'choymer with libun halacha and with brisa. So there's brisas b'chut. Everyone had choymer levenim and basoda. The lady was boicher to be mekayin it with the doctor alei. Oh, but the maestri was from shevet levi. He wasn't with the sevel. With the sevel. So Rabbi Yonis Naim says, what's taket of shat that Pari allowed shevet levi to be out of the system? Okay, we said along the shavardik, they have a different kal v'choymer. Mitzad Pari, yeah. What's the pshat that Pari lost shevet levi? So, the morale is a mahalach that he didn't want to check for everyone. He thought maybe that would be matzalim from the oynish afterwards, because the achakach dono noichi is only if he's going to check for all of them. If he didn't check for all of them, it's betzalim in the dono noichi. Oh, Rabbi Yonis Naim says like this: it's the gnisov shel Pari told him that the Moshiach shel Yisrael is going to come, and it's going to come from Shevet Levi, and he understood Pari that the Moshiach of Yisrael. It seems it's always like that. The Moshiach is going to have to come from someone that suffered through it. It's not going to be an outsider. The Moshiach is going to have to be someone that durch geschwitzt and geharvet and gemutschet and suffered the pains of the gulos of the choshech to get to the or. So Pari had a very good plan. Lady's not in the Indian. And then the Moshiach she saw will never come out, because the Moshiach has to come from someone with it that's suffering. And he knew it's going to be from Shevet Levi, and he made a Chayt Balayav or Shevet Levi Nishtarayim and Shiva. It's tak a richtige plan. Why didn't mess up Moiridik? Vayetze Moshe el Echo Vayar Bissin Loisa. Moshe Rabbeinu Bazunder. Al Atari was from Shevet Levi. Oh, but his Noise Ba'ol was to the utmost. Ki evil he was in the Sevel. Not the Erech Grada. The Noise Ba'ol of Moshe Rabbeinu was Mamish. So the thing is, the emes from Yisrael should cheshbon that Pari's plan is a good plan. If you tell all the shevet levi that they don't have to work, and then the Mashiach will never come because the Mashiach has to come from someone that was soivul. Of Moshe Rabbeinu was by Yarbis of Loisam. He was margishit ad asoif. The emes is Revolva talks about this idea of a person being b'choishech. Not the b'choishech, but this nekuda. That a person is totally wrapped up in himself. He says a Marid Gazak, he says a Pasuk, we spoke about this other times. The Chesed Hashem may oilam ve'ad oilam al yireyov. The Pasuk puts together Chesed and Yira. He says Chesed is ben Adam l'chaveira. Yira is ben Adam l'mokim. And the Pasuk is putting the two together. He said to the Taka all one thing. If a person is in Choshech and he's enwrapped in himself, then he can't see the other person, and by Yisimid is that he doesn't see the Rabbanu Shlom. It's Hainu Hach. It's being out of the Choshech, being able to see beyond, is Bob Amida that you're able to see the Andre Mensch, and you're able to see Oichet, the Bashefer. It's Geitz Zamen. Chesed Hashem Oilam Vad Oilam Al Yireyav. We said him all the word. Rabbi Yossi said, Ilav Ha Yoyma, Kami Yossi Iki Beshuka. But derech melitza, it's a gewaldige daher. You have a person that's totally arayin zich, that says he's mamish b'choshech, because he's only in himself. So that's before Matan Torah. Zot Rav Yossi, azah matziv, that would have been, you have a zah mensch, let's, for the moshel, we'll call him Yossi. You have this guy Yossi, he walks in the street, he traps sich with Reuven, and he's thinking already, what can I get from this? What does Yossi have to gain from this encountering that I'm having with Reuven? I traps sich with Shimon, it's right, is that the Shimon, is that Yossi? Kama Yossi, you keep a shuka. Yitzchak in the shuk, he meets 20 people that day. All he saw was Yosef. Come, Yosef, give a shuk. If you see the Orphan Torah, Mezet, I said, the Aruvin, and the Shimon, and the Shefer, Mezet, the Adish, Mezet, the Ar. Makis Bechoyris, Kachatzois, or Bachatzois, Moshe Rabbeinu switched it, so Paroi shouldn't say. I heard once a Moira Dikah Deher, what's that going to mean that Moshe tells Paroi Kachatzos? But really, it's Bachatzos. Abadu was really Bachatzos. Matas Bechoiris, that split second, Balaila, Be'emtza Laila, was Be'emes Bezman HaYetziah, of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And at that split second is when Klal Yisrael was created. And that was the split second of the transition where they went from the Memtesh Shari Tumah and they were Pesach. Right? They were Pesach Hashem al HaPesach, the Pesach says, and Be'emes, Rav Baruch Memezhvus said, Be'emes, the Rav Baruch always tells you, Pischoli Pesach Kechudi Shal Machat. Pischoli Pesach Kechudi Shal Machat, and that's enough. Ani Eftach Lachem Kechudi Shal Machat. I mean, it has to be a Machat, it has to Shtef. That's not you put your finger in water, and the water comes back. Pischoli Pesach Kechudi Shal Machat. But by Yitzias Mitzrayim, it was kulay Yisru'u Adel, it was the Rebbe Shlomo's initiative. Afterwards came Sefiras Ha'Emor, he even fixed it up. So he says, U'posach Hashem al HaPesach. The Rebbe Shlomo was Mevater, he was Posach al HaPesach. This that Bederakal, you need Pischei Shal Machat. Leil HaSeder, Leil Pesach, the Rebbe Shlomo was Mevater even on that. He was Posach al HaPesach. He was Mevater, you don't even need that. And the Rebbe Shlomo kulay took them out. But when did that happen? That split second precision happened by Bachatzos. Now the Matar of Makas Bacharis was, of course, it's the tenth of the series of Makos that the Mitzrayim are getting cleft, but it's also Baklal Yisrael. Now here's the Chak. Mitzad, this that it's the tenth and final Oynish Kol Kriyas Yamsuf of Mitzrayim, it's not so important that it's Bachatzos. For that, Moshe Rabbeinu can tell Paroi Kachatzos. It's really not, it's Beseder, it could be 11:59, 12:01, it's fine. Mitzad, what Paroi has to get geklapped from the Maka, Kachatzos is good. It's soirich to say Bachatzos is the Klal Yisrael, because the creation of Klal Yisrael had to be a clean cut precision split. And like the Brisker Rav said, Bemis, it says, when did Makas Bacharis take place? Lechari takes a second, was it? Bachatzos is exactly the middle of the night, it's not time. He said, it's talking about time. The first half of the night they were alive, the second half of the night, death doesn't take time either. The Erech the Hal of Nacht they were alive, the Tzeit the Hal of Nacht they were dead. That split precision Nekuda has to be Bachatzos. For Klal Yisrael split, it has to be totally that there's no in between. Ma'aseh, I was always like the Brisker Rav that the Bachatzos was it's without time, because there really is no time. The middle of the night, there's the first half of the night, the second half. The middle is without time. But I heard a mechudish to Kipshat. What does it mean that it took no time? That Mr. Medrash says that the Avish that clapped in the tree and for hours they were goisusing. Shadows, but it didn't take time. I heard a Gavaldika Moshel. It says, Orin Eina Min Amida. What do you think of that? The Orin in the base of Amidah didn't take up space. Now, what does that mean it didn't take up space? If someone would go into the Kodesh Kadoshim and take a measuring stick and measure the Orin, arm and a half. He goes to the beginning of the wall of the Kodesh Kadoshim and measures tool the Orin, 10 arms. The other side, also. Measure the Orin again, 1 and a half. You take a measuring all the way through, it only adds up to the amount that it is. It's not Oyel for the minion. It's Eina Min Amida. Same thing is with space, and same thing is with time. Makas Bechoris, we'll use the sprach, took time. Over, if you had people that were checking to see that Moshe Rabbeinu was right, that it's going to be Bachatzos, from the beginning of the night till the Makas started was 6 hours. After the Makas was over, till the end of the night, it was nothing more 6 hours. And the Makas took a dirt site. Or was it a dirt site? It was Bachatzos. It was this Lamala Min Azman, Dike Zman, that didn't take up time. Dugma Ladover, that the Oran is Eina Min Amida. It's a Sharfa. Hagdora to it. It says, the sphere in the pasuk, the Mesechta Smochos, has a sphere. On one hand, it says in the pasuk, Vayhi b'chatzi halaylo, v'Hashem hi kol b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim. And on the other hand, there's a pasuk that says, Ki li kol b'chor b'yoin, hi kesi kol b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim. So it's interesting, Mesechta Smochos, which is Braisa, about Hilchis Goisis and Misa and Kvura and these Nyonim, I don't know if there's another Mesechta like that, starts off the first Braisa, before Perek Aleph, Braisa Aleph, it starts off with a Agarata Shtickle. And the Agarata Shtickle, that's a Hakadom, but before Braisa Aleph, of Mesechta Smochos, is this Kasha, that there's a Stira, state by Yiba Chatzi Allah, and a state, V'yoyim Yikesi Kol Bakon. And for the Mesechta Smochos, that the emes exactly b'chatzi alayla he gave them the clap, but then they were goisusing for the entire night. They were goisusing for the entire night, and they finally ended up dying by yoyim, and that's the teres tishtira. And the mafarshim explained that what's the shaykh to mesechta smachas, because the first halach in mesechta smachas parak aleph price the aleph goisus harayu kachay lechol davar. And that's the connection. Because the Rabbi Shalom, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin is a coin. The Gemara even asks, how was he metamet to be koyim Moshe Rabbeinu? How was he metar himself afterwards? The Gemara asks. What was he toivel in the mind, the Eish? How did he kill the Mitzrayim? The Rabbi Shalom alayim, and even alayim. Emesh is a coin. Sanhedrin Lama Tehath, Emesh is a coin. Teretz is, that's the stira that it says that it took a few hours. And so they were goysesing, and goyses harayet the chayel kol navar. That's the hakdama to the Masechta Smachos. But there's an interesting maisa. We know that we have a minig to fast on Erev Pesach. The Bechorim, or the father of Bechor, fasts with Zecher, the Indian of Makas Bechoris. So there's an interesting tshuva in the tshuva Shvus Yankov, the Shari Tshuva Shechon Aruch, over there brings it. He brings a shaila. A father had a baby boy born Leil B'dikas Chometz. Leil B'dikas Chometz after Chatzos Laila. That's when he had his baby boy, his firstborn. A father gave birth to his wife gave birth to a firstborn son, a Petarechim, or it doesn't have to be, I think, for his dinner, to a firstborn son after Chatzos. Is it Chalon and the Chiyav that a father fasts for the Bechor? Because it's already, I remember the Chatzos, I got it the night before, it's Yud Gimel Nisan, early Yud Gimel, but early Adal. It's not Lil Tezvot, the Makis Bechor is happening on Lil Tezvot, this is early Adal. But it's after Chatzos. So he says, should such a father fast? It depends if in Makas Bechoris such a Bechor would have died. He says, Be'emes Tezah. The Pasuk says, Vayhi Bachatzi Alayin of Hashem, he could call Bechor. On the other hand, there's a sphere. It says, Be'yoyni Kesi Kol Bechor. It says, Be'yoyni Kesi Kol Bechor. The Yosef Tesmachas asks it as a sphere. And it answers that they were goysing for a few hours. Frept Shvus Yankiv, what's the sphere? Maybe Avada Bachatzois, the Avish, the killed, all the Bechorim. But then the next few hours, a few more Bechorim maybe were born. And maybe that's what the Pasuk means. Be'yoyni Kesi Kol Bechor. Oh, Ebechachim asked me, that's a Kesi Kol Bechor. Yeah, because all the other ones are dead. The few that are born in the middle of the night, that's a Kesi. Be'yoyni Kesi Kol Bechor. Zesta, the Masechta Smachas, didn't answer that. Vaisai, such Bechorim didn't die. Only the ones that got clapped from Chatzos got killed. Oh, Ebechachim, such a father doesn't have to fast. Tainus Bechorim, Azoy Machter, the Cheshvin. Steht Va'achaltam oisei b'chipozoin. The erste Shtickler of Tzadik writes that the Avodas Hashem of a Yid is parallel to how Klal Yisrael went through the process that they went out of Mitzrayim. And the Gemara says in Pesachim, the Mishnah, Pesach Mitzrayim is Nechal b'chipozoin. Of a Pesach Doirois is not Nechal b'chipozoin. He says because the Avodas Hashem has to be that to first get started, a person has to do it b'chipozin, with a bazundera thrust of energy to break away from the koyach meshicha that's moishachim l'mata l'mata. But afterwards, it's not the pesachim. Afterwards, it's the mosin mosin. The person has to do his avodah. This is negaya every day, how you start your day, and how a person struggles a life. Oh, but there's a tzura of first b'chipozin. After he takes that first thrust of chipozin, then it's able to be mamshich already without the chipozin. There's a gewaltige moshel. There's a gewaltige moshel to this concept in the Sefer Maskil Shloima from the Gaon of Shloima Kalbach Shlita. He says a rocket ship that goes to outer space, it's only the top of the rocket that the etzem goes all the way out. And if you know, the whole entire 95% of the huge thing that looks like it's going up is just gasoline, it's just energy. That gasoline that they explode and makes energy. And you need a tremendous thrust of energy to get out of the gravity of the Koyach Meshicha. But then the whole entire trip, I mean, you have to start still keeping yourself in context where you're going, where you want to head, and where you want, what you don't want to crash into. Aber, the etzem, then it's already going farzich. It's geitshem. It's not using energy. It's not like a plane. It's not using energy. All the energy that's required is just to get out. That's the chipozoin that's required on the Yid Avodas Hashem. He has to make that first thrust. And every day, nachamol. And in his, that's on his daily plan and on his, how his life looks. It's a tzura of avoid is first the chipozoin, and then you're able to be mamshech the seder avoid. You have at the end of the parsha, you have tefillin. pasuk says lemantia toiras Hashem beficho. So the Gemara dashes in Shabbos daf chavches min hamutar beficho, that tefillin must be made out of from a kosher animal. A neveil and treif also is good, but not from a behema tameya. It has to be from a min that's behema ksheir. It could be neveil and treif, but it can't be. It doesn't have to be shchuta, but it has to be from a min that's mutar beficho, not a chazer, not a behema tameya. It's interesting. The Mishnah says in Megillah daf chavdalet that you're not allowed to be safted the batim with zov. So there's a steer in Rishon, Rashi in a few places, the Bartanur, the Ran, a lot of Rishon, they say, tefillin can't be made out of zohav, because it's not min hamutar b'ficha. It's not min hamutar b'ficha. They have a spread Rabbi Kveger, Eicha, the night of Yehuda. What, zohav is also to eat zohav? So it has to be something that's mutar b'ficha. Zohav. Zohav is not also to eat. So now the Yehuda writes, the Emes Rashi in other places says a different reason. Zov is not oyer, there's another time it has to be or. In the third place, Rashi says that it's an evidence that it's a halacha mashmi sina, that it can't be zov. Oh, but then Yehuda says a part, mina mutter beficha means not only it has to be something mutter to eat, it has to be something that you eat. Zov is not because it's not food. I mean, there are some people that put zov in, I don't know, some fancy $800 ice cream or something, or this gold schlager. But the Yehuda is saying zov is no good, not because it's not mutter. But mutter beficha means mutter, but also beficha. It has to be food. It has to be from a behemoth that's necha. It's interesting. The Magen Avraham says that not only tefillin has to be from a min that's kosher and not from a behemoth tmeya. Hu adin any other mitzvah. L'mashal shofar. You're not allowed to blow a shofar. It has to be adopted from a min that's kosher. It's not only in kisvei kodesh. Other mitzvahs as well. For the night of Yehuda, it's a mefirsh mishnah sukkah that you make a doifin sukkah from a peel, from an elephant. See, it's not saying a peel, but maybe only the schach, the doifin. But the doifin is also part of the mitzvah. Without the fun, it's not a sukkah. You see that you're allowed to use a behemoth tomato. So there's a gewaltiger hagdora from Rav Pesach Frank. He says, yeah, but you could hakel sharing with funis. The Magen Avraham Yisoy is a mitzvah that's supposed to be coming from an animal, a shofar of a behemoth, or a clock that comes from a behemoth, has to be from a behemoth kasher, not a behemoth tamei. The wall of a sukkah can be made of eitz by evan, it can be anything. So a behemoth tamei is this air to be eitz by evan. If it has to be from a min hachai, then the tanai should be that from a chai that's tamei, hatar and not tamei. A bredoifen sukkah, the peel is this air to be an evan. There's a chubas chasen cipher also about using silk, peroiches. Silk comes from a worm, from a pelas. That's not mutter beficha. Are you allowed to use noy based knesset? Are you allowed to make noy based knessets out of something that's not mutter beficha? Another sugi in tefillin. It's a big sugi. No, there are a few nakudas on it. The Gemara says. In Yuma, Menachis, there's a din of Hesach Hadas by Tefillin. The Gemara learns it out from Tzitz. Just like by Tzitz, it says the Shem Yud Kei Bavkei on the Tzitz of the Kohen Gadol. So therefore, the Kohen Gadol was not allowed to be Mesiach Das. Also by Tefillin, since it has Shem Hashem, you're not allowed to be Mesiach Das. That's why we touch our Tefillin the whole time, we keep on. So it shouldn't be Mesiach Das. Again, the Emes, the Kohen Gadol, and the Beis Hamikdash didn't keep on touching the Tzitz. So the Rishon say, because you're not allowed to be Magbiya Yodav L'malav and Atzitz. So that leads to Akasha, the Raivet asks, so Taka, there should be a din, you shouldn't be Magbiya Yodav L'malav and Atfilin. If there's a Tzushta from Tfilin to Tzitz. So the Emes, they say, it's not a Tzushta because the Tzitz said Yud Kei Vovke. The Tfilin, inside the Parashis, it says Yud Kei Vovke. It says it many times, 21 times, Kominion Eya. It says Yud Kei Vovke in the Tfilin. But on the outside, it only says Shakai. It's not the same Koyach of Shem. So maybe it's not a Kavachoy Mergomer. So there's this din of Hesach Hadas. There's many different sheetahs in the Rishonim what it means Hesach Hadas by tefillin. L'moshe, the Gemara says in Sukkah that you're allowed to sleep Shinas Arai with tefillin. The Rishonim ask, what's with Hesach Hadas? What's with Hesach Hadas when you're sleeping? So the Shagasari, the Rosh answers, Hesach Hadas only means things like Kalus Roish. Sleeping is Lav Dafka. Hesach Hadas. Bikula in the Gedorim of Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas has to be this negative Kalus Roish Dikamatzah. Sleeping alone wouldn't be. Shinas Keva, you can't do Kashem Yafiach Behem. But Shinas Arai? It's not a spirit to Hesach Hadas. Shagasari has a different part. He says, Shaina is Hesach Hadas, but what's the shear of Hesach Hadas? Even 1 second? What's the shear of Hesach Hadas? So he says, the shear is the amount of Shinas Arai. Shinas Arai comes out as shear Mekho Kuf Amo. It's 53 seconds, Beres. Yishbar says, that's the shear of Hesach Hadas. Up to 53 seconds, Mishke Ferlech, because that's part of the shear of Hesach Hadas. Oh, but there's a Shita. The Rambam Shita's Mavur, you're only allowed to sleep Shinas Arai with Tulin, is if you cover them with a Sudr. It's a shayla. I had to learn about Pshat and Gemara and Sukkah. There's a steer there, but the way the Rambam's Girsa comes out, you can only sleep even Shina Sarai. Macham passes like that if it's covered over with a Sudr. So, plus, you learn if it's covered over, it will remind you not to fall asleep for longer. It's like a Shmiraza, a Remez to remind you. Oh, but the Yeshua Siyankiv says, Amar Yudhik Pshat. The Emes, we ask that the Kalvachayma from Tzitz is a little bit Mufrach because Shame is Mechusse. Elamai, the Tfilin, the Shame Shakai there is Mechusse. But if you cover that over also, then Avadar is already not a Kalvachayim from Sitz. It's not such a Ketayt of Hesach Hadas. I was thinking, I saw there are some people knowing when they go in the streets and they're wearing a Tfilin Shalosh, they cover it with their hat when they walk to Shul. I think they think they're doing it because of they're going in Mevois Metunofis maybe. Not so Poshet. It could be that it's an under Indian because as you're walking, it's not so Poshet after Hesach Hadas the whole time from the Tfilin. And maybe without realizing, but if I'm giving the Rambam, the Yeshua's Yankov Shana the Rambam, then when it's Mechusa, there's less of a Machayim of Hesach Hadas. Can't say. What tell? Catch the game. Say Rabbeinu Simcha in Menachos has a shita. He says that the din of Hesach Hadas by Tfilin is not just that you can't do Kalas Roish. The din of Hesach Hadas by Tfilin is mechayev a person to totally be mechaven and think in a positive oipen only of the Tfilin. Not grad, he's doing kalas roish or sleeping. It's a lehejivik a kavona. Ad kadekach, he asks a kasha, which is a tmiya gedoyla. This is what he asks. He says, how do we say kriyashma without a Tfilin on? You're being mechaven with kriyashma. So you're being mesiyah das with Tfilin. Say, frek. How could we be yoitz? What are we doing when we say kriyashma without Tfilin? It's a Hesach Hadas from the Tfilin. And he answers, in the Hanami it is, but oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah, being oisik b'mitzvah is kriyashma, it's potter from tefillin, which farshteitzach, the ikar din of tefillin is you wear it by kriyashma, but vice versa, that is a bazunder, a darg of kavona that you need to have of Hesach Hadas, that you take not doing by kriyashma. That's bavarm, like the Rosh Hashanah, Kalash Rosh, like some showing, and it's osir to be mitzvah das, with the tefillin, it's isir. Avadar, Rabbeinu Simcha's understanding, it's just a tesefes kiyam, but ad kidekach, that the kriyashma is a steer at the Hesach Hadas of the Tfilin. It's a chedover mechudish b'yoyser. I was just thinking, what? Yeah, when you're saying that, there's also a lot of other pasukim. When you're saying the pasuk of Tfilin, then Avadi, you're thinking about the Tfilin. And that's, by the way, that's by that pasuk is when you pack a mamashmash behem. So it shouldn't be. But there's a whole kriyashma besides that. So I was thinking, I want to say mamash b'ktsora, but a chidish. The din of Hesach Hadas by tzitz is not Hesach Hadas from the tzitz. You know, I saw one of the Achronim wanted to say, if a Kohen Gadol is wearing tzitz and he's Mesiach Das, he's Mechusa B'Gadol. That's Gorachinish. It's not a din in the tzitz. The tzitz is a tzitz even if you're not thinking about it. Oh, but it says you take Okay on it. It says Hashem's name. You can't be Mesiach Das from the shame. It's not from the tzitz. You can't be Mesiach Das from the shame. There's a shame Hashem chokak on the tzitz. Don't be Mesiach Das from Hashem that's chokak on the tzitz. The demo is about tefillin. It's not me dinei tefillin. It's not us the king of film, it's the chiddush. But it's a din of Hesach Hadas from the shameless. Lefizeh, this is a bissel harifus. But it says, it's Yaduah then, in the tefillin it says Hashem's name 21 times. Kaminyan Eke. 21 times it says the shame Hashem. In the tefillin shel Yad, and in the tefillin shel Rosh. Eke Asher Eke, that's already 42. 42 times it says shame Hashem. Over Zotavisin, the tefillin could be in your zekel. And you're not doing the mitzvah. When a yid puts on tefillin, v'hoya kishem Hashem yikra lecha. When he puts the tefillin on and he's mechavin on them and he's not a siyach das, He has one more shame. He himself now is shame Hashem Nikra Lecha. The Yid, the Tefillah, it's an aruchniistic electric current. The Yid becomes Kishem Hashem Nikra Lecha. Then it's 43 shames, because you have 21 in the Shal Yad, 21 in the Shal Roish, and then the Yid himself is the 43rd shame. 43 times 26 is Gematria Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekeinu Hashem Achor, 1,118. Is Tefillin on Kriya Shema, this Rabbeinu Simcha saying that it's a Hesach Hadas, it's Be'etzim the same Zach. The Hesach Hadas is from the shame. Saimitzah, the Kriya Shema, which is Oil Malchus Shemayim, and Saimitzah, the Tefillin. That's going to be a thing around on the Rabbeinu Simcha, but Akaponim, it's a Hagdoro in what it means, the din of the Hesach Hadas, that it's a din Shaloy Yaseir Daitoy Men Hashem.